Hi guys, my name is Sarah Sellers and I'm a student ambassador here at Global Studies. For the rest of the semester, like I said last week, we at the center have decided to conduct interviews with some of our students to spotlight them and to get to know more about what they're doing on campus and in the world. Last week, we talked about global health with Justin Dutta, and this week we're talking about cities with Megan Dillon. She's gonna join us to talk about who she is, what she does, and her involvement in the subject. So welcome, Megan.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Could you tell us a bit about yourself, who you are, where you're from, and what you're studying here at Pitt?
Yeah, so my name is Megan Dillon. I'm a senior here at Pitt. I study environmental studies and sociology, and then I'm also getting a certificate in global studies. And my concentration for that is in health and well-being. I'm from Cranberry Township, which is 30 minutes north of the city. So in a lot of ways, like, Pittsburgh has always been my home. I kind of grew up spending a lot of time in the city, and now I live in South Oakland. So I live in the actual city, and yeah, I love it.
Well, thank you for joining us again. So what are some of the projects and activities that you've been involved with while at Pitt?
Yeah, so I've actually been thinking a lot, like, going into my last month of school, about the stuff that I've done here, both like with Pitt and then also just like bigger things that like involve the city of Pittsburgh. And one opportunity I was really grateful for was working with the Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy. So I worked with them for a year, and I did a lot of like programming and community outreach events. And then I also ran like science classes for elementary school students. And it was a really cool opportunity. And it taught me the importance of public spaces and public parks, especially in cities. And I've also been thinking a lot about that with the current pandemic. I think parks have been like a safe space for people to still get fresh air and like cope with what's happening. So yeah, that was an experience I'm really grateful for. And then at Pitt, just different things I'm involved in, a lot of like environmental clubs. So I'm part of an environmental fraternity, and we do a lot of like composting and like recycling awareness on campus at Pitt. And then also I'm a Global Hub ambassador. So I work programming with like a lot of international events and different things like that. So it keeps me busy and I really like what I do here.
So now what do you plan on doing after you graduate in April?
So things are kind of uncertain right now with the times. But I accepted a position with the Peace Corps. So I would be doing coastal resource management in the Philippines, so in the environment sector. But right now, Peace Corps pulled out all of their volunteers serving, and there might be delays or altogether cancellations of the programs. So I'm just staying up to date with what's happening, and then we'll just take things day by day.
If it does make you feel better, I did hear that Peace Corps is just pulling people out, but they're planning on going forth as normal as of right now. So that's some good news to send your way.
Yeah, definitely. We need all the good news we can get.
Well, thank you very much for joining us again, Megan. And this was a wonderful spotlight into what our students are doing. So join us next week when we talk about the Anthropocene.